Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Speak reaches second base with a double. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Crowe reaches second base with a double. Robinson moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Long reaches second base with a double. Speak scores. Morin moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. Long tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speak. The throw from Burgess and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Rush moves to third. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Bob Rush. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kindle tags and scores. two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Speak moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Brooks Lawrence. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walls. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Walls steals second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walls. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Walls steals third. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post pinch hits for Raul Sanchez. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Johnny Temple. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Post moves to second. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Ed Bailey. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 3 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Post scores. Henrik moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Henrik now playing shortstop. Alex Gramas now playing second base. Wally Post now playing right field. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.